Colorado has been seen as a key swing state during the last few presidential elections, but this year many political pundits say it's trending blue and won't be a battleground state. But as Benza Berkeley reports, the Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump campaigns aren't treating it that way.
Donald Trump wrapped up his second campaign stop in Colorado last Friday, saying he will be in the state frequently between now and November 8th.
And I'm going to come back, and I'm going to spend time with you. And you're going to say, oh, this guy's back again? He's driving us crazy.
Trump was speaking to about 1,500 supporters at a rally in Colorado Springs.
There's no way we shouldn't win this state. These are great people, heavy military, tremendous respect for their police and law and order. That's me.
Right now, Hillary Clinton has a sizable lead in the polls in Colorado, but Democratic Congressman and Clinton supporter Ruben Gallego of Phoenix says she is not taking anything for granted.
I think what she wants to do is just get it sewn up. You know, just because you're in the lead now doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be in the lead all the way to election day.
Gallego says playing offense in western states like Colorado forces Trump to spend more money here, and that could provide more wiggle room for Clinton in battleground states such as Pennsylvania and Ohio.
You have young Latinos, you have millennials, you have women voters, people that have college degrees. And when you have that combination against somebody like Trump, then you have an opportunity really to win.
When you look solely at voter registration numbers, Colorado appears to be among the purplest of purple states. The electorate is divided in thirds between Democrats, Republicans, and those unaffiliated with either party.
Historically, that's usually been an indicator of a pretty darn competitive state.
Kyle Saunders is a political science professor at Colorado State University. But like many other political observers, Saunders doesn't think Colorado will be competitive this year. And it's not because he thinks the state is suddenly blue.
And so we have to attribute this to either the candidates, the parties, or this unique electoral situation that we're in. And it's probably a combination of all three.
Yet Saunders says it's entirely possible the experts are wrong and that the presidential campaigns are seeing something the rest of us are missing.
They may have their internal polling that says something different. We are here in the West. I think there could be, whether you want to look at the Green Party or the Libertarian Party, there could be enough of a siphon off there that there's a concern.
Former Republican State Party Chairman Ryan Call says he believes Colorado is in play.
I think it is very telling to see that the very first state that Donald Trump comes to visit right after the Democrat National Convention is concluded is Colorado. It's a critical battleground state, but more than that, its electorate is made up of a lot of independent-minded voters.
Voters such as 75-year-old Colorado Springs resident Elizabeth DiNicola. She voted for President Barack Obama in the last two elections. But this time around, she doesn't plan to vote for either candidate.
Hillary's a bigger liar than anybody. I don't like her, and she's not honest. And Benghazi and the Clinton Foundation. I mean, there's numerous things that I would not vote for Hillary.
As for Donald Trump?
Honey, when he's talking about women bleeding and when he's talking about special needs people, that just doesn't fly. He has no empathy for us. Come on, you have to have some dignity. You have to have some class. Does he think he's classy because he has money? I don't think so.
Unaffiliated voter Joyce Wright of Colorado Springs calls herself a political junkie. She watched both national conventions and went to a recent Trump rally to educate herself about the candidate and witness a part of history.
I did think there was a lot at the Trump convention that made you feel things were not, I don't see them as negatively as it was portrayed. Yet I do know we do have problems in this country, and I think a lot of things need to be addressed. And I don't know who's the better candidate to do that at this point.
Wright says she filled out an online survey showing that she was most aligned with the Green Party. But she says she won't go that route and will vote for either Clinton or Trump. I'm Benta Berkeley at the State Capitol.